And this time, Roland understood. 9. Patrick didn't want to get them. When Roland gestured to him to go, the boy shook his head at once, whipping his hair once more from side to side, his eyes wide. He made a whistling noise between his teeth that was a remarkably good imitation of an oncoming sneech. "I'll shoot anything he sends," Roland said. "You've seen me do it. If there was one close enough so that I could pick it myself, I would, but there's not. So it has to be you who picks the rose and me who gives you cover." But Patrick only cringed back against the ragged side of the pyramid. Patrick would not. His fear might not have been as great as his talent, but it was surely a close thing. Roland calculated the distance to the nearest rose. It was beyond their scant cover, but perhaps not by too much. He looked at his diminished right hand, which would have to do the plucking, and asked himself how hard it could be. The fact, of course, was that he didn't know. These were not ordinary roses. For all he knew, the thorns growing up the green stem might have a poison in them that would drop him paralyzed into the tall grass, an easy target. And Patrick would not. Patrick knew that Roland had once had friends, and that now all his friends were dead, and Patrick would not. If Roland had had 2 hours to work on the boy, possibly even one, he might have broken through his terror. But he didn't have that time. Sunset had almost come. "Besides, it's close. I can do it if I have to. And I must." The weather had warmed enough, so there was no need for the clumsy deerskin gloves Susanna had made them, but Roland had been wearing his that morning, and they were still tucked in his belt. He took one of them and cut off the end, so his two remaining fingers would poke through. What remained would at least protect his palm from the thorns. He put it on, then rested on one knee with his remaining gun in his other hand, looking at the nearest rose. Would one be enough? It would have to be, he decided. The next was fully 6 feet further away.